Okay, Shkoach, we're talking about a minor that became Bar Mitzvah Matzah Shabbos. So there's a little bit of a suffix by a minor that became Bar Mitzvah Matzah Shabbos. Does such an individual need Havdalah? There's a suffix about it. Does he need Havdalah? Maybe he was not there, Raisa, connected to Shabbos, and therefore there would be no need for Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, but it's a suffix. Chasam Sofer Paskins, when it comes to the Matzah Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur, we add a little bit onto the end of it. We have something called Tosefes Yom Kippur. You know, usually other fast days, we have the bare minimum time. Yom Kippur, we maximize the time. That's called a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. The Chasam Sofer says someone who becomes a bar mitzvah at the end of Yom Kippur has no chiyuv of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So why the chiluk? Why is it by Tosefes Yom Kippur, is it sure that we do not need that for a katan? But Havdalah is a bit of a suffix. So perhaps one can suggest the following distinction in terms of how to look at it. Havdalah is not just there to distinguish between your chiyuv malacha, that you couldn't do labor X, Y, B, and now you can. The proof is you technically could say Baruch Hamad L'Gosh L'Chol. Without the Havdalah and the candle and everything, you could start doing malacha. Many people are going to be driving to Shul Matzei Shabbos before Maariv this coming week. Havdalah, rather, is there to distinguish between a day that was a Yom Kodesh and a day that was a Yom Chol. Those are objective criteria. That's not subjective based on what you are or what status you have. It's a Yom Kodesh, and the next day is a Yom Chol. So therefore, when a katan becomes a gadol, it's irrelevant whether their obligation in Malacha was their Raisa that day, or whether their obligation to keep Shabbos. Shabbos was intrinsically a Yom Kodesh that day. And therefore, now that it's Matzei Shabbos, that needs to be separated through a Havdalah. On the other hand, Tosefes Yom Kippur is tied into the fact that one has had a fast from a Deraisa level, and that fast has generated or asked one to maximize its effort as much as possible. He was not there for a fast. He was not around for any fast on Yom Kippur. I mean, he was Derabbanan, he was a kid. But he wasn't there mid Deraisa, and therefore there was nothing to extend. There's nothing real for him to extend.